your daughter came and got your sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do much sewing?
I used to. Mm-hmm. Hadn't a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been able.
Yeah. Did you make your own clothes?
I used to.
Children's clothes too?
Yeah, I used to. Mm-hmm. But they young got big enough, they made their own, you know.
I see, yeah.
And been making mine for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make this thing that you wear around your waist when you work in the kitchen?
No. Mm-hmm. Aprons?
Yes, ma'am.
I know, I never did wear aprons in my life.
Hmm.
I don't know why. And my mother wore aprons all her life.
Is that right?
And yet I come up and never did wear an apron. And mm-hmm. my daughters never wore an apron.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. One of the things that we never did do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. You know, when you were sewing, if you were going to make something, you had to get some material downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever take a little square with you?
Yeah, always did. Mm-hmm. If I needed something just to match it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that piece? That was a little...
Just taking a scrap to match it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a matching piece.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Is that the same thing as... like a sample?
Yeah, a sample.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Most everybody know what you meant.
Right. Used to, what did women use to keep babies' diapers together? They'd use a...
Well, they generally, I don't know what they used to do, but I'll tell you what I done. When my, of course, I had two of them at once. Mm-hmm. Mine was twins. I put that, name on there,
mm-hmm.
so that I'd know mine
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
Yeah.
And I, that way I never got nobody else's and nobody never got mine.
Right. And did you hold them together with a safety?
No, I just, I embroidered their name on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just at the corners, you know,
yes,
so that I'd know mine from anybody else's. Mm-hmm. So that no, I wouldn't get it mixed up with somebody else's.
I see, I see. Well, when you were putting a diaper on a baby, didn't you have to take something and fasten the diaper together?
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of safety?
Oh yeah, you always had to fasten them on.
Mm-hmm. What did you use?
The safety thing. Mm-hmm.
I understand nowadays you don't even have to use those.
No, if you use them old pampers, you don't. But well, I don't like them.
Those not much good?
That the doctors won't let Sybil use them with her baby.
Mm.
She has to use the ready diapers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Said they ain't good for children.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What would you call this thing I'm writing with? You call this an ink?
Pen name.
And you would say like a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Yes, ma'am. I'll ask you about a little bit about clothing. What would you say of a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Well, it'd be a shirt and coat and pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or sometimes he might wear something between his shirt and his coat.
Yeah. He could put on a vest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever hear your husband call his pants by any other name?
No, never did.
Like trousers?
So, yeah, I have heard trousers, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
We used to say trousers more than they said pants.
Really?
But they about quit that now. Mm-hmm. I don't never hear nobody say trousers no more.
Mm-hmm. What about breeches?
Well, I hear plenty about breeches because you hear women talking about the breeches all around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they wear more breeches than anything else.
Right. Yeah.
My children, gay girls, don't know what a dress is made for.
Did your husband ever wear these things that had straps on them?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever call those anything else?
He never did wear them.
Oh.
He never did wear suspenders.
Did you ever hear me around here call them anything besides suspenders?
Gallices.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard them called gallices. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Okay.